Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So there's this common saying in cryptocurrency, maybe you've seen or heard it. Not your keys, not your coins. Stated another way, you could say, not your keys, not your crypto. But what does that actually mean? Here's a closer look at the cryptocurrency saying and how it may influence where you keep your digital currency. Let's take a look. If you're surfing cryptocurrency communities on Reddit, Discord, Twitter, and other social sites, you'll likely come across a common saying, not your keys, not your coins. At a high level, this means you're not in complete control over your cryptocurrency unless it's stored in a digital wallet where you control the keys. Cryptocurrency wallets are made up of a public address and private security key. The key allows you to unlock your wallet and send its contents to any other wallet, whether they're cryptocurrencies or NFTs. If you don't control your keys, there's a possibility that someone else could steal your digital currencies with no options to recover those losses. While it doesn't happen very often, there have been noteworthy hacks of accounts at many cryptocurrency exchanges, even leaders like Coinbase. And you can dive deep into the different hacks of things that have happened at cultofmoney.com right inside this article. Your customer agreement likely doesn't require the exchange to reimburse your losses when this happens either. Ugh. The most secure method to keep your cryptocurrency safe is using a wallet where you have the keys and nobody else has access. So let's talk about that. How can you do this? How can you store your crypto so you get to keep the keys? And what are your options? You're going to want to move your coins and tokens from centralized exchanges like Coinbase, Kraken, and Binance to a wallet where you're able to be the sole custodian. That includes software wallets for your computer or smartphone, as well as ultra-secure hardware wallets. Software wallets store your cryptocurrency wallet addresses and keys. You generally create a password to unlock this type of wallet and access your keys. This is usually safer than a cryptocurrency exchange, but there are still some risks if your computer is hacked or infected with a virus. Hardware wallets use proprietary software to store your cryptocurrency keys on an external device, usually like a USB flash drive. However, other variations use Bluetooth, air-gapped technology, and NFC-powered cards that kind of look like credit cards. You can also write or print your address and keys on a piece of paper called a paper wallet. Serious crypto enthusiasts should consider investing in a hardware wallet to keep their currency as safe as possible. You can learn more about the best cryptocurrency wallets as well. We have a link to all of those and different ideas at cultofmoney.com. And here are the risks and benefit of keeping your own keys. Okay. While many cryptocurrency users have positive experiences with software and hardware wallets, there have been some potential drawbacks. You do get powerful security when you're the only one who has your keys, but you could lose access to your crypto if you lose your keys. There are many stories of people who lost their cryptocurrency keys, threw out an old hard drive, or had their cryptocurrency wallets hacked due to poor security practices, or even knowledge. If you lose your keys or someone else gets them, you will most likely lose that currency forever. Centralized crypto exchanges are often better for those without the computer skills and knowledge to manage their keys and wallets. When you use a trusted exchange that follows industry standard security practices, your cryptocurrency is very safe in most situations. You don't get government-backed protections like SIPC insurance, but our recommended exchanges are unlikely to be hacked anyway. Of course, it's still up to you to follow online security best practices for your exchange accounts. That includes using a unique password for every website, enabling two-factor authentication, and using a VPN on your phone or laptop when using the internet away from home. Security and custody are critical for cryptocurrencies. There are significant benefits of using cryptocurrency exchanges, including for long-term storage. That includes easy access to staking and not having to worry about losing your cryptocurrency wallet keys. However, when you don't control the keys, you don't own your coins, as the saying goes. You must follow strong online security practices regardless of where you store your cryptocurrencies. If you always maintain a security-first attitude toward your digital currency experience, you should find yourself able to safely buy, sell, trade, and store cryptocurrencies for years to come. That was a quick hitter, but I hope it was helpful. That is our show for today. If you want to find out more, again, I mentioned this a couple of times because there are some really helpful links inside this article at cultofmoney.com. You can also hit us up on any social media. Follow us, like us, and all the things on social media. Just search for Cult of Money. We'd love to connect with you. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.